Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your home so we can share these few minutes together at the beginning of our Friday. Today we are in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 30, and here the Apostle Paul reminds the Philippians that Christ took the nature of a servant, and he encourages them to live and to have the same attitude as Christ by being humble toward one another, and by shining like stars lighting up the sky. The chapter concludes with Paul's plan to send Timothy and Epaphroditus, two of his co-workers, to Philippi. And God's saving word for us all this week has been encouragement. Take a moment out of your day and try to speak words of encouragement to those around you. So let's begin reading at Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Your life in Christ makes you strong, and His love comforts you. You have fellowship with the Spirit, and you have kindness and compassion for one another. I urge you, then, to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts and sharing the same love and being one in soul and mind. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward one another, always considering others better than yourselves. And look out for one another's interests, not just your own. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, he took his own free will and gave up all he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like a human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humbled and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that was greater than any other name. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees. And all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So then, dear friends, as you have always obeyed me when I was with you, it is even more important that you obey me now while I'm away from you. Keep on working with fear and trembling to complete your salvation, because God is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey His own purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky as you offer them the message of life. If you do so, I shall have reason to be proud of you on the day of Christ, because it will show that all my effort and work have not been wasted. Perhaps my life's blood is to be poured out like an offering on the sacrifice that your faith offers to God. If that is so, I am glad, and I share my joy with you all. In the same way, you too must be glad and share your joy with me. If it is the Lord's will, I hope that I will be able to send Timothy to you soon, so that I may be encouraged by news about you. He is the only one who shares my feelings and who really cares about you. Everyone else is concerned only about their own affairs, not with the cause of Jesus Christ. And you yourselves know how he has proved his worth, how he and I, like a son and his father, have worked together for the sake of the gospel. So I hope to send him to you as soon as I know how things are going to turn out for me. And I trust that in the Lord that I myself will be able to come to you soon. I have thought it necessary to send our brother Epaphroditus, who has worked and fought by my side and who has served as your messenger in helping me. He is anxious to see you all and is very upset because you had heard that he was sick. Indeed, he was sick and almost died, but God had pity on him, and not only on him, but on me too, and he spared me an even greater sorrow. I am all the more eager, then, to send him to you so that you will be glad again when you see him, and my own sorrow will disappear. Receive him, then, with joy as a believer in the Lord, show respect to all such people as he, because he risked his life and nearly died for the sake of the work of Christ, in order to give me the help that you yourselves could not give. And today's key verse is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, where Paul writes, "Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect children." You know, beloved, this passage, Philippians chapter 2, is a very important chapter in the whole theology of Christianity, because it shows that Jesus Christ is God with all the rights and, you know, whatevers of God. And yet he chose to set those godly attributes aside so that he could come and walk this earth as a true human being, suffering the same temptations and trials that you and I suffer, so that he could walk victoriously and be our example for our daily walk in this life. And so this little passage of scripture just kind of tucked away in an unassuming passage of Philippians actually is a very pivotal point in our Christian faith, because Jesus did all of this. Never did stop being God, but he set aside the independent use of his godly abilities so that he could walk as 100% human being. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, grant me the nature of a servant and help me to be guided by your example of love and humility in my relationships with others. I proclaim that you are the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Well, that brings our day and our week together to an end, beloved. Join us on Monday morning when we'll be over there in Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, where the Apostle Paul describes the journey of faith in terms of running a race. And let's not wait to meet each other until Monday morning. Don't forget, we've got our Sunday morning services. And if you can't be there in person, don't forget to join us on our Facebook page or join us via Zoom. And we look forward to seeing all of you there. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And just, walk in the promises that God has given you, and you will walk in victory.